I'm Robin. I'm actually working on Motus usually. We've just heard about OTP, and Motus is just another a trip planner and timetable information system, also open source. And Motus is actually the software behind Transitions that we have also heard about before today. Yeah, maybe we'll look at this a bit later, because today I'm talking about a private project of mine, which actually uses or leverages Motus and the Transitions API to do the heavy lifting, to use global data without having to integrate all of that global data. I'm using it to do some probabilistic magic, if you want, because I want to have probabilistic turn-by-turn directions for public transport. So what do I mean by that? If you go by car, if you use the GPS navigation system, then this navigation system will usually just tell you the next step that you will take, right? It will tell you, please turn right at the next exit, or please go straight on, or whatever. And you as the driver don't have to worry about the dozens of next steps down the road, down the line. And the algorithm behind the system might actually change your route while you're traveling, while you're driving. But with public transport, that's not how things usually work. With public transport, you have one upfront journey plan. You say, I want to go from A to B, and then you get one fixed journey plan, and people try to stick to this journey plan as long as they can, as long as they physically can, because then, of course, disruptions and delays come into play. But as long as they can, they will stick to this one single fixed journey plan. So why is that? Why don't we just do the same thing as when you're sitting in a car, just always telling you the best next step to take to get to your destination? Right. I mean, usually I would say, maybe we agree in this room, it's not a good idea to get inspired by cars. But in this case, maybe. I don't know. So yeah, I first want to motivate this a bit more. Why like this classical point of view of this single fixed journey, and also this optimization for the shortest travel time, and the least amount of transfers, the usual Pareto optimization that trip planners like Motus and OTP do, is not always leading to ideal results for a user in reality. So for that, I'm using these time-space diagrams to illustrate that. So we have on the x-axis, we have space, basically. So we have three stations in that case, A, B, and D, and the user wants to travel from A to D. And we have the time dimension or time axis, the y-axis, which progresses from top to bottom. And so a user who wants to arrive as early as possible at the destination D wants to arrive as high up as possible here on the right, right? And so in this example, a classical journey planner would actually propose the connection 3 to the user, because I'm assuming in this example that between connections 1 and 2 there is a transfer at station B, and this is a very tight transfer of maybe 4 minutes, let's say. And with these classical trip planners, you usually have some fixed amount of transfer time that you're assuming for a certain station, or maybe for a certain length of footpath. And so in that case, we would just exclude this obviously much shorter journey completely from the results. The user would never know about it. they would just know about this connection 3 that brings them directly to the destination. But what if we had this adaptive view, right? We could try to take, we could take connection 1 and actually try to make the transfer to connection 2 arrive much earlier at D. And if that goes wrong, then we can still have some more transfer time and transfer to connection 4 and arrive barely later than we would have arrived according to the optimal journey plan that we would have been given by a classical trip planner, right? So we can't basically go wrong, because in the worst case, we won't be much later, and in the best case, we will be much earlier at the destination. Some other examples, backup transfers, right? The reliability of transfers is the key thing to look at here, because a classical journey planner, in this case, we assume that here at this transfer at sea, we have enough time according to a classical journey planner, but it's still quite tight, right? So I might miss it. And if I miss this connection from 1 to 2, I will actually need to take connection 6 down here, and I will arrive much, much later than I wanted to. Instead, maybe I should have opted for connection 3, because then even if I miss this tight connection here, this tight transfer to connection 4, then I can then in this case I have a better backup connection to with connection 5. So even in the worst case, I arrive a bit earlier. And the opposite is also true for the primary transfer. If the primary actually planned transfer is more reliable, then I'm actually maybe ready to arrive just a teeny tiny bit later at the destination, even if with the other connection I would arrive a bit earlier, but the transfer is much more unlikely to actually work. Yes, and we can drive this even further, right? In this example, if we arrive with connection 1 at stop B, if you optimize for reliable transfers, you would maybe propose connection 4 to the user, because then in both cases you have a nice, decent transfer time at stop B and C. But what stops you from telling the user, okay, you can try to take connection 2. If you succeed, very good. Then you have more transfer time at stop C. You might even, if you're lucky, and there's some delay in the system, which is great. Delays are always great, because then the interesting stuff happens. you might even be able to do this negative transfer here, right? If connection 3 is a bit delayed, then you might actually make the transfer to connection 3. And if not, it's not bad. You just take connection 5 as you were intended to do initially. And definitely it's better than connection 4, because you have a better transfer, a reliability of transfer. That's the idea. So yeah, what's the solution to all of these problems or questions? It's of course probabilities, because all of these reliability questions and so on, it's just the probability that I make a transfer, the probability by how much the train will be delayed, and so on and so forth. So what I do in this system or algorithm is I have a destination arrival distribution of the connections arriving at the destination that the user has picked. So that would be the blue, and the black histogram that is turned by 90 degrees, if you can imagine, right? So there's usually the train will be on time, but there is a certain probability that it will be a bit delayed. And then if I want to calculate the destination arrival distribution of the connection 1, it's some kind of weighted average of these two destination arrival distributions of connection 2 and 3 in that case. Right? Yes. So yeah, that's the approach. We don't want to have this upfront fixed journey plan. It should still work on a planet-scale timetable, ideally. We want to calculate these probability distributions of destination arrival based on the arrival and departure distributions that we get from historical real-time delay data. One more thing that I'm using so that I can actually easily leverage transitions data without having to load all of the global timetable data into my system is the heuristic of relevant stops, that I just look at the possible transfers that a classical journey planner would actually also find. But yeah, that's just a heuristic simplification that I'm using so that we can... this is a French keyboard. Then. Bear with me. Jesus. So the advantage of the live demos, yes, is that it's more stressful for me and more fun for you, hopefully. There we go. So, and it's in French as well, so let's switch to English for the majority of the audience. And then we can, just as in a normal journey planner, we can... yes, we can plan a journey from a source to a destination. For instance, let's go to The Hague, maybe. Let's maybe go to The Hague Central. And then we notice that we have to improve on the on the geocoder of MODIS. So this is the I just did a request to MODIS or the Transitions API in the background, which is just a classical plan request, and now I'm fetching for all of the possibly relevant stations. I'm fetching the timetable data, building a small timetable out of that, and then I can. How do you do that? Very good. I can, calculate all the distributions on the probability distributions based on that. So, the important idea again is we don't see the complete we don't see a complete journey here, right? We just see the departures from Brussels Midi train station right now. So we see, okay, if I want to go to The Hague Central, I can just I can either take the Eurostar, or I can take a Eurocity, or I can take another Eurostar a half an hour later, right? And here on the right side we see the destination arrival at The Hague, right? And it's actually showing me the histograms of destination arrival at that station. So in this case, my most my average arrival at The Hague Central will be at 1940. If I take the next train, my average arrival will be at 1954, and so on and so forth. Right, and then I can decide, okay, now you can imagine you would be hopping on that train. Let's take the Eurostar maybe, so you decide to take this train. Okay, now I'm on this train, and the next relevant stop would be Rotterdam Central. And so now, at being at Rotterdam Central, I need to decide which train to take next, right? Because before, I don't, in theory, I don't need to worry about this. And here, I see, okay, I arrive at 1902 at Rotterdam Central, and funnily enough, there is at 1902 there is a train leaving to Den Haag Central, which would make me arrive actually at 1934 already, which would be great, but I have 0 minutes of transfer time. Okay, I can try again. I can try to get it. Maybe it has 1 or 2 minutes delay, and I easily get it. Maybe my arriving train has a bit of is arriving a bit early. If not, no problem. Then I'm just looking. Okay, then my next option would be the 1906 or Sprinter that I can take to Den Haag HS, though The Hague HS. Based on Transitions we're proposing is actually the Flixbus, okay? That could be interesting. But let's maybe opt for another backup. At 1920 I can also take another train to The Hague Central direct, and then I only arrive at 1952 on average, it says, right? Then I have already arrived with only two transfers. If I had at Rotterdam chosen another train, for instance the Sprinter, right, I see here the distribution is much broader because there is another transfer. I don't arrive directly at The Hague, but I arrive at The Hague high speed, probably. That means, huh? Okay, then not high speed, but yeah. Something HS. I can see how to continue further. Probably some bus that I'm taking then to, if I really wanted to go to Den Haag Central. All right. Then, how much time do I have? Sorry. Okay. Great. Then I'm just skipping this maybe. We have seen the destination arrival distributions, and what I think is maybe important to see in this example again, the mean of the distribution is not, so the average of the distribution is not necessarily something very intuitive, right? Because you might have a big peak here where it's very likely to arrive, and you have a big peak here where it's very likely to arrive. So the mean is somewhere in the middle, and it's not necessarily very intuitive. Long story short, you can actually, simulations show that you can actually arrive earlier on average. You can actually make up for delays even if you follow that that idea. Exactly. Maybe you need to be a bit more nimble, and if you have lots of luggage and so on, maybe you have other priorities. And of course, it also depends on ticketing, but I think actually in many cases, you have that flexibility. If you have relation tickets or regional tickets or general Generalabonnement or Bahncard 100 or Deutschland ticket, Interrail tickets, whatever, then this can be interesting. If you really wanted to limit yourself to a specific train, then interestingly, all the calculation would somehow break down and you would rather want to have more reliable transfers in general, right? But on one single connection. And yeah, maybe one day we will be able to integrate this into MODIS and thereby transitions. And what I would be interested in, if we have some time, is if you come up with additional criteria that would be interesting for considering the quality of an itinerary or journey plan, whether it be probabilistic or not, or if you have any other questions regarding transitions or whatever.
From what I understood from your demo, you need to provide a solution already. A routing solution, or you need to provide the connections roughly, if on the side misunderstood. My typical use case is computing the travel from Paris to Vilnius, Lithuania. So that's a long way, 29 hours or 30 plus, and about 9 connections, give or take.
Yeah, you can. So repeating the question, whether we need to know the connections or itinerary up front. Well, no, you can enter it there. It will get the information from transitions. It will maybe take a bit longer with the journey from Vilnius to, what did you say? Paris, Vilnius. Okay, that's quite far. But and with 9 transfers, I mean, that's the perfect playing field for T-Space, because the more transfers, the better, right? But it would be an improvement if you would actually calculate on the entire timetable, because sometimes you're missing interesting transfer possibilities like that. Yes. I don't remember who. I think you were longer, and then. Yes.
How do you predict the distribution of arrival time for the different? Is it train versus bus or?
Yes. There is also like all sorts of public transport, local public transport in there. Based on historical real-time data, GTFSRT collected, and then you just, especially based on the current predicted delay, that is also a key factor. I think if the train is already delayed by 30 minutes, you have a completely different distribution. But yeah, in general, by historic data that I've collected, in this case it's actually a bit cheated because it's based on German data, but I mean roughly, it's, yeah. Who else? I mean, you just simply.
You answered my question.
Okay. And I forgot to repeat the question, but I think it was clear. Yes?
Have you thought anything about optimizing for not just for the lowest possible arrival time, but for use cases such as hard deadlines need to be there before, or no value driving before something starts?
Yes, so whether we have considered optimizing for deadline arrival, there's actually research in that direction, and it would also be an interesting option, yes. I do include the 95% arrival in here. The third time that you see here is the 95% arrival, so until that time you have arrived with the probability of 95% in theory, but you could also inverse all of that, and it would also be an interesting application for sure, yes. Yes.
Okay. Can I already use this today? Do I understand?
Yes,
today?
You can just go to tspace.trainers.
So I open, I keep this open on my phone, and it keeps updating with new real-time data?
Well, currently, to limit data consumption, you need to press on this refresh button.
Okay.
But it remembers where you are and so on.
Amazing.
Yep. Go ahead, use it. That's what it's for.
I might actually try it on my next industry.
You asked about extra criteria that will make it better.
Yes.
So when he talked about the 9 stop connection, I would think it would be really cool to know if there's the kind of station that I'm stopping at, where I have my layover. So if there's like a restaurant or anything, I would prefer that station to be stuck there rather than a small station somewhere else.
Yeah.
that what we really need to know about that.
Yeah, in some sense, that's, I mean, it's a really interesting criterion for that we definitely should remember. I think for T-space, it's a bit against the philosophy that you don't know where you will end up, basically, right? But it's definitely an important thing that's also maybe a bit difficult to encode in an algorithm, but thanks. Who was first? But the time is up, so sorry. But you can get in touch with me. I will be around if you want.